This is an Aero News Touch and Go for October 22, 2008. I'm Paul Plack. Just how touchy and politically correct has our world become? A New York Times columnist is facing an international lawsuit which claims he has, in the words of a plaintiff's attorney, quote, offended Brazilians indiscriminately, unquote. According to press releases issued by an organization claiming to represent the victims of a tragic Brazilian airliner crash, New York Times aviation columnist Joe Sharkey is being sued for his reporting on a mid-air collision in which he had an unusual and intimate view from his seat in the Embraer Legacy 600, which collided with a Gol Airlines 737. The smaller bizjet made a safe emergency landing. The 737 crashed in a jungle, killing all 154 people on board. If you recall, this was the incident that resulted in a frenzy of politics and finger-pointing, in which the two U.S. pilots who were ferrying the new Embraer back to the U.S. were charged criminally, and Brazilian military air traffic controllers, who were recorded on tape approving the potential collision course, played run and hide from their role in the disaster. The lawsuit has been brought against Sharkey by Roseanne Guchar, the widow of one of the Gol Flight 1907 crash victims, quote, seeking compensation for moral damages, unquote. It charges Sharkey with blog entries encouraging the two U.S. pilots to fight extradition to face the criminal charges in Brazil, quote, launching personal attacks against Brazil's president, air traffic controllers, and other notorious individuals, and, repeatedly and piercingly, started offending Brazilians indiscriminately, unquote. ANN has been in touch, and we hope to bring you comments from Joe and from the New York Times shortly. The National Association of Flight Instructors started out as an independent organization in 1967 and has now been part of EAA for years. NAFI's stated mission is to serve the full spectrum of the flight instructor community, but a battle appears to be brewing over charges that elitism and internal politics are threatening its programs. ANN has received a copy of an email alert sent to members of the NAFI community alleging, quote, I have been advised that an attempt will be made during the upcoming NAFI board meeting to remove Sandy and Joanne Hill from the association's board of directors, while also taking the master instructor program from them and relocating it in Oshkosh, unquote. Whatever happens on Friday, we'll do our best to unravel it for you. For the latest updates, follow the story at aero-news.net. No surprise here, U.S. scheduled passenger airlines employed 2.1% fewer workers in August 2008 than in August 2007. The decline continues a trend which began the previous month and is expected to continue as airlines follow through with announced plans to cut capacity. The August numbers also represent the largest year-to-year decrease since October of 2006. Those numbers come from the U.S. DOT's Bureau of Transportation Statistics, which issued its monthly report yesterday. All network airlines except Alaska decreased employment year to year. You can get more details at aero-news.net. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There we'll tell you more about these stories. A U.S. Navy pilot is reprimanded for flying a surveillance and targeting plane over a Venezuelan military base. The Osprey celebrates a year in Iraq, and the NTSB wants more placards and procedures. Also, check out the ANN special feature. With more than 85 planes to choose from, you knew this had to happen, a professional service to evaluate which light sport aircraft is best for you and your application. I'll talk with Rick Royland of Downing Aviation Associates. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our AeroCasts. Find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and at our website, aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.